In 2005, a change in federal law made it so many health clinics could no longer buy reduced-priced drugs from pharmaceutical companies, forcing them to stop offering cheap birth control medications.
A lot of people went from paying $5 a month for their birth control prescription to upwards of $50 a month. And that's a huge, huge problem for students, especially living on a fixed income, and other low-income women.
Nicole Safar with Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin says legislation recently signed by President Obama lifts those restrictions.
It gives college health centers and the other family planning centers the ability to get low-cost birth control pills from pharmaceutical companies again.
Safar says the change helps millions of women who are struggling to keep up with the growing costs of health care.
A lot of people have been put in the really kind of untenable position of deciding between their birth control prescription and other basic needs.
Safar says it's a victory for the reproductive rights of women. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.